Glenbeigh's figures don't have gone up from 170,000 in 2015 to 211,000 in 2017. Yes, we do understand that we're not performing at near the peak in terms of the numbers that the National Gallery and the likes of the Cliffs of Moher are getting. And that's where our priority lies in terms of Wild Atlantic Way now, get more regional dispersion of those visitor numbers.
Interesting that Malin Head is slightly ahead of Sleaf League, particularly in the context of the fact that a visitor management plan for Neshona is currently in the process of being developed.
Yes, and what would have affected those numbers as well at Malin Head was the whole interest around Star Wars. Yes, we hope to see those numbers increase quite dramatically now in terms of we have a tender out in terms of the development of Malin Head area, and we're also doing a visitor experience development plan for the wider Inishowen area. So over the coming years, we will definitely see an increase in visitor numbers. In terms of Sleaf League figures, we have to remember that there was ongoing works in terms of the path development going on this year, and that could skew the figures.
Is it your belief that other attractions, Greenagh na Bhaile in Burt comes to mind, that they could also be joining these other attractions in the top 20 lists?
Greenagh na Bhaile and Sanad Lighthouse, etc., all have the potential to reach these tourism figure numbers. What we'd like to do is work with the attractions in terms of getting a clearer picture in terms of their numbers.